Today, Shir Mishabur Yami is Simin Tafmin Aleph. We are up to Sif Yud Zayin. Hadaf She'orchim Alav Kol Hashana. If you have a certain, let's say, daf would be, let's say, like a table, a kneading table where all year long you would roll out your dough. V'chein Areva She'lashin Ba. And so to the trough that they used to go ahead and do the kneading in. Tzrichim Hagala. These all require Hagala. Rama Haga. V'lo Mahani Bakilof B'chlei Umanos. And even though these things are usually made of wood, going and peeling it off with some type of wood peeler would not suffice, meaning is more than just a kedei klipa was absorbed. And therefore anything that requires hagala, lo mahani lahem klipa. A klipa, getting rid of the peel, meaning the layer equivalent of a peel, is not going to help. Not going to help to peel off, scrape off the outer layer, because it's hagala means that you need to pull out all the absorptions, all the blios that are through and through. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Savi Beis Kol Hashana B'chein Areva. What does it say? Hadaf Sh'archim Alav Kol Hashana B'chein Areva. It means to say that Gamken Kol Hashana. We're talking about items that were used all year, meaning they weren't just used Aval Im Leprakim. They weren't just used once in a while for these things. It wasn't a table that once in a while you need it on. Like it wasn't like once in a while before Shabbos Deli Roll you used it. I mean, it was a place where you always kneaded out your dough, or you rolled out your dough, or the trough that you did the kneading in. Aval Im Leprakim, but if it's only at different times you do it, maybe once in a while you did it. Dai Lehem Ayachshav Be'Eber Oisim. Then enough, it would be enough to go ahead and just do a Irui, which would, as we know, an Irui kashers kedei klipa. It would be enough to go ahead and do an Irui, which would kasher that first level of blias, because you weren't using it all year long. Sif katan sadi gimel tzrichin hagala. So again, if you're using it all year long for it, so it's going to need hagala, because the assumption is, look what he says, demashin ha'ison. Because you keep these doughs on the dapim or in the trough long enough that it's going to get chumitzdik, which means it's going to get chalif, it's going to be yeasting, it's going to be leavening, and it's therefore dummy lebeis sa'or, similar to what we saw yesterday, discussed yesterday. The beis sa'or was the kli in which the dough would be there rising, the sourdough hanging out there for a long time, and that needs hagala. Bim gedolim heim. Now, what happens if these dapin or the areva are very large? She'en yachol lachnisam b'socha kli. It can't be put inside a kli to do hagala. Do hagala in a kli rishon. So once again, what can you do? As you remember, yilah bein avanim. You then could go ahead and you could get red hot stones, burn them up. Yasimim aleim. It could be stones on the dapin that you want to kasher with agala, you take a layam roasted, and then you could pour the kli rishon water on top of it, the yavira eben al pnei kulam, and then go ahead and move the eben along the whole kli. So as we said, when you do that, then the pshat is that the iri from the kli rishon never goes and cools down, because the eben meluban is keeping it the equivalent heat of it, as if it was a kli rishon itself, and it would be like hagala in the kli rishon. Kali in the kli rishon, as you remember, it's not just, you know, like yad so lettuce bow for hagala. You want to go ahead and get it where it's already bubbling. That's what we do when we kasher. We get it to the bubbling state. Continuing in the Ramah, the haminag shelo lishtamesh bePesach ba'arevos. The minag is not to go ahead on Pesach to use these troughs, vidapin, and these tables for that we use, that we need on all year long, shalashan aleim kol hashana, not to go ahead and do agala with them at all. Afilu al yidei agala, not to use them even if there was agala. The minag is not to use them, to get different ones, to use a different trough, a different daf during Pesach than we have all year long. V'chein ikar, and that's the ikar, comes to Ramah, because Ramah is basically saying that even though Hagala is what's okay here, assuming you cleaned it very well. Obviously, we're talking about where we got all the be'en off and probably scraped it also where you needed to. If it was wood, we saw you have to scrape also to make sure there's no crevices. So even though Mikir Adin, you can go ahead and clean it and scrape it and then do Hagala. And if you do a full-blown Hagala, you could use these troughs and dapim. The minhag is not to use them at all. What's the reason? Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot and Sadi Dalit. Shalom l'shtamesh v'pesach. But Tom, the reason is, if you should eat a shalit gardan, u'nakosa yafa yafa, you can't go ahead and scrape it so well, to clean it so well, there shouldn't be any shal yishar mashu chametz. You're not going to get any chametz. You're not going to have any chametz remaining there. Mashu chametz beza sedek in some little crack or groove. She'ena nira la'ayin, you can't see. In other words, you're going to be dealing with these tables that your mamish going ahead and you're kneading on wood tables or a trough all year long. Of course, it's going to get in there, and you're not going to be able to get it out. When you say atam, nizarin shelo lahagil the pesach, and this is the reason that we're careful not to go ahead and do agala on Pesach, even these chavios sheyemachzikim bohem mashke, that these barrels that would have like mashke. What are these mashke? Shaisim medinas Rusia. They used to have in Russia would be meisubin. That they used to have these beer like drinks shekorin borscht. I say borscht. Now, normally borscht is like beet juice, but beet juice shouldn't necessarily be a problem unless it also has some subin in it. What's subin? Subin is like bran. They used to, I guess, make the drink, the borscht, with some bran, and it would get, nice and chumitzdik, and it would be hanging out in these barrels. So why wouldn't they do hagala on them? Peshema nishar bo chametz be'en minas subin. Because maybe there'll be some chametz from this bran that was in this drink lodged somewhere in the barrel. So therefore, you would not kasha these things. Unless, of course, you had water hanging out in there beforehand for a long time, then mutter lehagilo. Then it would be permissible to do hagala, because in that case, the mayim that was hanging out in there for a long time, hidichu veviru kol hachametz abdavukbo, it would have rinsed out, passed, and removed all the chametz that was stuck to it. When we come home, obviously, Sarach Lachzor and Akos Hetev called a Magala. He's just saying, that's not in place of going ahead and cleaning it really well and scrubbing it really well. But if you went ahead and you kept water in these barrels for a long time, besides the fact that you cleaned it and scraped it and all that, did all the things you had to do, then you'd be able to rely on Hagala on these barrels. But normally, the Chlal, they're not going to go ahead and use even these barrels. Again, he said, when it comes to the dapim and the troughs that you actually make and roll out the dough or knead the dough, those, the minhag, he says, is not to go ahead and use them at all on Pesach, even with Hagala and cleaning. The chen king shemachzikim bahem kemach kol hashana, any kli, he says, that has kemach in it all year long, gam kein noagin, the minhag is shelo lagilo, not to go ahead and do Hagala, mitam hanom le'el, based on this reason that we stated before. Ayem b'chei adam shekasa. Zed dafka, once again, b'kli shenasim mechaticha achas. This is all we're talking with a kli that was made out of one piece. Aval asuyim minisarim harbe, but if it's made with a wood pieces, kelim shalanu, that are pieces that are put together like our kelim, yadua shenichnas azuam aveines elazeret. And you know for sure that stuff and junk gets in between the boards that are part of this kli. Okay, le'elu lo mahani hagola. So for these, Hagala wouldn't even operate and work. Even if you did soak water in it for a long, long, long time. Let's check out what we're going to see coming up in Sif Chaf Aleph in Ze Mishneh Brua. There we're going to talk more about Hagala of Chavios, of barrels. Sif Katan Tzad Hei, Shalosh Nalei and Kol Hashana. So the minhag is not to go ahead and do hagala if there was any type of kneading on these kelim all year long. So then he points out in the prakim mashma poskim the noagim bagala. Says if it was used only once in a while, then the minhag is that hagala is enough. So it's interesting. It says the ikar din is to go and scrape it and do hagala, and if it's leprakim to do irui kli risha. But now he's saying the minhag is not to do hagala at all unless you're doing this long term water soaking, and if you have a situation like you can do that. But if it's leprakim, then the minhag is to do regular hagala. It sounds like you're saying regular hagala should be done. Unless he also means hirud, but it sounds like the minhag would be to do hagala. Tzadi vav, afilu. So he says that the minhag is not to even do hagala with these dapin, and to get new ones. In lachar hagala, he says, sifkat and tzadi vav. In lachar hagala, mesim sadid, o mapa. What happens if after hagala you go ahead and you put something covering it? Sadin, o mapa, lahafsik beneyem, you put some type of sheet or tablecloth over it to make a hefsek between what you're going to be doing on it with your Pesach thickened dough and stuff. Shari laniach sham afilu matzas chamos. You could even put hot matzas. You just took out of the, and you made some nice matzah mitzvah. You could even take the hot matzas and put them on top of the tablecloth, because there's something separating between the daf that you did Haggadah with and the hot matzahs. So there, even with the minhag, it's not a problem, and that's what the minhag is. Often that's what we do with tables and things like that. We do Haggadah, right, or we do some type of irui, and then we go ahead and we then cover it with some type of covering. And he says, "Bitzonenes," and then he says, if we're talking about cold matzahs, mutter afilu below Haggadah, al yedei hefsek mapa. If you're dealing with things that are cold, then even without hagala, if you put something, a cover on it, it's okay. Aval alush aleihem, but to actually go ahead and knead on it, aftu tzonen, even though it's cold, aser. The koach hachimutz, because the koach of the chimutz, sheyesh shukli, the klei lisha, because the koach of the chimutz that is in these klei lisha, that are in these kelim, holech derech hasadin. It will go through the sadin if you're going ahead and you're kneading on it and you're, okay? So what he's basically saying is that you can always use cold items when you go ahead and cover it for Pesach. And that's why, like, you know, people when they cover their, you know, people that when they cover their sinks and things like that, that's so simple you can kasher. Not the sinks, I mean like the countertops. They're not so simple to kasher. So people don't know, like, you know, yeah, you could go ahead and you could cover it and put things that are cold, but once you add some lettuce bowl, it's not so simple. You have to really know what you're doing, because kashers, you weren't, you know, especially if the countertops were earthenware, right? And if it's earthenware as opposed to stone, so then you can't kasher with hagala or irui, and so you really can't kasher it. So when you go ahead and you cover it, it's only going to help for cold, but not things that are actual items. What can be kashered and can't be kashered, we'll try to take a day to go through the different materials. Halacha l'maisa. Obviously, you can go ahead and kasher things like metal. And that's why kashering the sinks, the inside of the sinks, can be done pashtus with irui kli rishon. Although I pointed out in one of the shiurim that many, and we are machmir a lot of times, to go ahead in the sinks itself to use an eden meluban because of what's called davar gush. Solids are always considered like a kli rishon even when they come out of the kli rishon, because they don't have cold walls like a kli sheni, and therefore there's no such thing as an irui of kli rishon when you're dealing with the solids. Therefore, that's why the inside of, let's say, even a metal aluminum sink that is mateches, that normally can just have irui, because that's the only thing that really went in there, like the sink, like is irui. So while, like, you know, you could probably for sure get away with irui on the faucet, although they talk about making sure you get something going up too, zeya, things like that, unless you know, you shmear hot dough on your faucet handle, you're okay. But you could definitely have chult and stuff like that. It plops on your hot chult that plops in your sink, and that's already a double gush. So that's why you put the eben meluban together with the iroi when you're kashering the actual stainless steel sinks. Okay, again, if your sinks aren't made of that, if they're made of cheres, so or something like cheres, so then they're not kasherable, and you have to go ahead and pass some type of insert. Vafilu im kvar higila, and even if we already went ahead and did hagala. Even if you went ahead and you had hagala, it according to the yesh machmirim that we saw yesterday in sif tezayin, you should not go ahead and actually do any type of lisha on top of the sadin. Again, you could use it. You could use it with the sadin, but you shouldn't go ahead and. Go ahead and rely, okay, at least lechatchila, on the hagola with the sadi. Yesh ma'achrom shekasu shiroi lenok shalolish damesh b'klilisha al yedei hefsek mapa filu b'tzonim. And then comes the achronim, and this is all the great chumras of Pesach. We love it, that it's roi to be noyeg, not to go ahead and be mishdamesh with any type of kelim of lisha at all. Al yedei hefsek mapa, with a hefsek mapa, afilu b'tzonim. Even with tzonim, even with things that are cold. And this is again, like you said, even if there was hagala, sifkat misabi zayin, al yedei hagala, so you should not go ahead and be lashon alein kol hashana afilu al yedei hagala, meaning you should go ahead and get new ones. Again, we saw we should be machmer, if you can actually do any kneading and things like that, not to even have a hefsek mapa. You can have a hefsek mapa, you can have a separation if you're just going to put some cold things on there, not if you're going to go ahead and use it for the same purposes that you're using it for, namely to knead. So he says, al yedei sifkat misabi zayin, al yedei hagala, however, if we're talking about, let's say, a stainless steel table or trough, you can clean out really well, then we mutter al yedei hagala, because nothing's getting stuck in there, in crevices, if assuming it's one piece. There are those that are machmir even there. Again, if you're using these things all year long, even if they're metal, It's hard to get it out. I guess if it's one mamish, one solid piece, I don't think people are machmir. It's mamish solid, and there's no way in the world that anything could be stuck in any grooves because it's stainless steel. The chayra could be. I mean, he says yesh machmir. I can't see why there would be machmirin at all, because you can just do a good hagala and it would kasher it. But he says here that it seems that
we're talking about one piece here.
They'd be machmir. Vayein ber halacha. Again, it could be a chumra just not to be mechalik, never to use any kli that you used for actually kneading on Pesach to get new ones. Adkan.